Steve, talking to you today. Successful operation?
Yeah, definitely a successful operation. This was phase two of an 18-month operation where we've taken the fight towards the drug dealer. You know, the message is simple. If you're going to deal drugs, don't think you can deal drugs in Doncaster. This has been an ongoing operation for 18 months, as I've mentioned. That's resulted today in a further six arrests, which has resulted in 21 people in total being arrested, from conspiracy to supply Class A drugs to possession of drugs. We've recovered £15,000 in cash and half a kilo of crack cocaine, which has got quite a decent street value. So we're very happy with the operation. It's been a success. And we'd like to mention to people of Doncaster that you know, we will continue to take the fight towards people that are dealing drugs, that think it's acceptable to come to Doncaster and deal drugs, and think it's acceptable to make a living out of dealing drugs. It's not acceptable. We won't put up with it, and we'll put a stop to it.
Part two of an ongoing operation. Give us an idea as to the extent of the problem that your officers faced in regards to the drugs issue in Doncaster.
It's been an ongoing operation with a view to the issues we've had with some of the drug dealing in town centre. It has been highlighted that people have been in town centre dealing drugs, you know, in front of people's families. You know, we were aware of that situation and decided to run a covert operation to tackle that aspect of a drug dealing that's totally unacceptable.
Is it a homegrown problem within Doncaster, or is, shall we say, Doncaster part of a wider network of issues across South Yorkshire?
Yeah, that's. I think issues regarding drugs are a problem countrywide, not just unique to South Yorkshire, but there's certain areas of South Yorkshire that do have particular bad problems with drugs. Thankfully, Doncaster's not really one of those areas. You know, we do have a drug issue. We have lots of crime that's related to drugs, but hopefully, as people often see, that the crime is on its decrease, and you know, crime is falling. I think we've got last 5 years, crime's dropped by 40%.